Just sing that song, "There is a fountain filled with blood." See.
There is a fountain.
Hey!
give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen. His wonderful name is greatly to be praised. Amen. And we just have one announcement here. It says there will be a memorial service for Sister Tanya's mom this Saturday at 11 a.m. Amen. It will be at the church here, and the deacons will get with those for meals and things like that for on Saturday time. So, amen. And we have a testimony here from Sister Julia. Amen. So just wanted to give God the praise for performing a miracle on our cat. She got ran over by a car last Wednesday. She couldn't even walk. She was injured so badly we prayed for her, and now she is walking again. Amen. So praise God for that. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, whatsoever you shall ask in his name, believe in it, he'll give it to you. Amen. If you believe it, have faith. Amen. We don't have any other requests, but how many could say with enough raised hand that they would have a need from the Lord today? Amen. But Simon, if you come lead this in a word of prayer, amen. Also the tithes and the offering.
Just but Dustin, do you have something?
Prayer is canceled on Friday night.
Praise God. It's just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you, God, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, come, Lord. We showed up, Lord, another Wednesday night, God, Lord. And Lord, we're, Lord, hungry for a word, God,
yes,
Lord. And Lord Jesus, Lord, that can only come from you, God, Lord. Just bring down that pure word, God, that bread of life from heaven, God, Lord Jesus. Once again, Lord, break it unto us, God, Lord.
Yes.
Multiply it, God, Lord, to us, Lord. And Lord Jesus, Lord, we know that you're here, God, Lord. The Bible says, Lord, where two or three are gathered, there I'm in the midst, Lord, God. And we just love you so much, Lord. Bless all those that push their way out tonight, God, Lord. Lord Jesus, may we just have humble hearts, God, Lord, and clear minds, God, Lord, just ready to receive the word, God. Bless the tithes and offerings, Lord. Thank you so much for that testimony, God, Lord. If anyone, Lord, is, Lord, mind battling tonight, Lord, we just rebuke any spirit, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And we just love you tonight, Lord. Just praise your holy name, Lord. We just ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And we'll also be having a communion on Sunday with two services there. No Sunday school for the adults or the children. Amen. Let's just sing that song, Something in My Heart, Like a Stream Running Down, Makes Me Feel So Happy. How many are happy to be a Christian? Amen. Amen.
Oh, something in my heart, like a stream running down, it makes me feel so happy as can be. And when I think of Jesus and what he's done for me, it gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Sing that again. Something in my heart. Well, something in my heart, like a stream running down. It makes me feel so happy as can be. 'Cause when I think of Jesus and all he's done for me, give me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Sing, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Yes, there's something more than. More than gold.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Won't you sing that song, I'll Wait Till My Change Comes, amen. How many can't wait for that day? It's approaching very fast, amen. Amen.
I believe my soul is raptured, and I'm sitting in heavenly places. I am sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of my redemption. So I'll wait till my change comes. Oh, yes, I'll wait till my change comes. Well, I will pray my sisters through. To him.
chains are gone. Amen. I've been set free. Amen. How many can say that they once had those shackles on their feet, but Christ came, died at Calvary, that you might be free. Amen. Gee. As our brother Cam prepares himself to come, how many come expecting the word tonight? Amen. Not just to see other people here, but to hear from God tonight. Amen. Amen. And amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
My chains are gone. I've been set free.
Of your heart's desires through the Word of God, through the visitation of the Spirit, and by the grace of God. I was asked to sing a song, and I just sung it, but we're going to try to sing that again by the grace of God, if that be all right. Get out my laptop. I got it on here. And, my laptop, my iPad, amen. We'll sing that song. by the grace of God. No, not one. Amen. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Oh, no, not one. Oh, none else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. Oh, no, not one. Lord Jesus, Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. Oh, there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. Oh, no, not. Hallelujah. Service, but we'd just like to take a bite tonight, and by the grace of God, just give you a little something to chew on. Pray that you've come in expectation. Amen. It's good to see children of God come into the house of God. Amen. Got a few smiles tonight, especially when I smile at you. That's good to see. Amen. So it is good to be a Christian tonight. It's good to be saved, blood bought, chosen, foreordained. Amen. And I ask you if you could just stand for the reading of the Word as we go before a great judge in this land. Even as faulty as they are, we have to stand. And when we come before the great God of all, it's nice to stand there too as well. Amen. So those who are able, of course, we'd like to ask you to turn to a few portions of Scripture this evening. I'd like to start out in Deuteronomy 24, verse 8. Deuteronomy 24:8. After that, we're going to, if we could, I'd like to go to John 8:34. Notice here in Deuteronomy 24, verse 8, says, "Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that thou observe diligently, and do according to all that the priest, the Levite, shall teach you. As I commanded them, so ye shall observe to do. Remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam." By the way, who did that? The Lord caused that upon her, didn't he? "After that ye were come forth out of Egypt." Amen. So notice, he said, make sure you're paying attention to the Levites, because they're following my commandment. Amen. Let's go next to John 8:34. I got a lot of scripture, a lot to read tonight, a lot of things to go through. And who knows, I might not get to any of it. I just like to yield myself to the Lord and just have God say what He desires to say. Amen. So John 8:34, if we could. It says here, "Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Okay, you're going to serve somebody in this life. You're going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. There's no in between, no fence to sit on. You either serve God or you serve the devil.
Amen.
We should say amen because we know who we're serving. Right? Continue, 35th verse. "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever." Now notice that son right there. It is actually a capital S. So is there any sons here that would be able to say, "I'm a capital S"? No, not one. There's only one. Will he refuse us a place in heaven? No, not one. Did sinner ever find he would forsake him? No, not one. Let's continue. 36th verse. Gotta love this. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Hallelujah. We love the Word of God. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer as we approach the author. Oh, our Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you tonight, Lord. We humbly come before you, Lord. Not just a preacher, God, but the whole church. We come before you, Lord. We have a love affair with you tonight, God. And Lord, we realize as we're gathered here tonight, God, Lord, we're coming here, oh God. Your scripture says, where the carcass is, there the eagles shall gather in Matthew 24, God. And Lord, we're gathering amongst that meat, God, that body word, oh God, that's feeding us, God, tonight, Lord. We pray, oh God, that, Lord, you just feed us abundantly, God. And may we have, oh God, a little encouragement through this word, a little strength to move on with, God. And Lord, I just ask, God, Lord, you know I can't preach something like this. Lord, I can't preach anything, Lord. But I pray if the author of this great book would come and anoint this body, God. Anoint these lips to say what You'd have to say, God. Lord, we know, Lord, it will be blessed as we've come, Lord. We just ask, God, now that, Lord, we realize that a preacher just doesn't have to get aside himself. The church does as well. And allow the Holy Ghost to have preeminence in them this service as well. Lord, we want everything that we can get from You tonight, Lord. And we're just willing, oh God, to come before You as clean as we can, Lord. If we have sin in our lives, God, forgive us, God. Smite it far from us, God. Oh God, how this veil of flesh, God. Oh God, so makes us struggle, God. But Lord, if we just look, oh God, at the work that You did, Lord, how much encouragement would we have, Lord? We just ask, God, now that You just move upon the Word of God, and we fully love You with our whole hearts as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the bride says, amen. You may be seated. I'd like to work with a title tonight, if we could. I'd like to call it The Law of Leprosy. Amen. And by the grace of God, you haven't heard me preach about this before, but you will tonight. And unless God would take me somewhere else, but sometimes He does it, sometimes He doesn't. But yet, we just want to say what God has us to say. Amen. So this evening, we'd like to work with The Law of Leprosy. Amen. Got a lot to say, little time to do it. And you know me, not good at perhaps finding that perfect end. But yet, by the grace of God, we'll just do our best to get ourselves aside. Amen? So I have no idea what a perfect end would be, but I know a God who does. Amen? I just trusting He's found it almost every time, if not all. Amen? But notice here, if we could, I'd like to work with the law of leprosy this evening and just bring forth a little thought to you about grace again. And continue to work in this direction because, church, we have to see how free we are. Amen? We have to see how much God loves us. We have to see that He cherishes us. Amen? Amen? Even so much as He would call us the righteousness of God. Amen? So, literally, whether you can see that or not, whether you have a revelation of that tonight, if you are blood-bought, baptized with the Holy Spirit, you are the righteousness of God. Amen? So that would make you God-like. That would make you, if you are the righteousness of God, that would make you just as righteous as God Himself. Amen. Oh, I know we're not looking at our flesh tonight. Amen. This thing's going to get changed. But by the grace of God, if we could just see what the Lord has designed for us in the Word of God and take that, we'll be able to be moving free forward. Amen. Now notice here, if we could, the law of leprosy tonight. I'd like to move with the thought of sin and just move in this design. We'll see where the Lord takes it. If we could, I'd like to open up to Psalms 51, verse 5. Now notice here the psalmist, he says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me know to know wisdom." Amen. Now notice here, if we could, we see the psalmist is coming forth. I believe this is David here. But yet, he says, "Behold, from the mother's womb I was shapen in iniquity." Amen. Now notice what Adam did when Adam begun at the fall here. We realize that him being in an innocent condition, he actually took on sin, right? He accepted it to come in because he was willing to become sin for his wife. Amen. Just like later, 2,000 years down the road, there would be another Adam, or the second Adam, according to 1 Corinthians 15. And he would actually become, what, the quickening spirit to the church. And he would see a fallen church, and he would have to die for that church. Hallelujah. And in dying for that church, he would what? He would set that church free. Hallelujah. So notice here, we have something to rejoice about tonight. And we can look 2,000 years ago and see that there was reason to rejoice back then. Amen. But notice here, today we've come along the thought that we are seeing ourselves being transformed into a rapture. And church, we must get the sin detail covered. We must get the revelation of this in our mind, of what this really is. Because if we don't see the detail, we have missed our purpose for being the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. So you would find actually a lot more effectiveness coming into the church if we would just see how great the blood of Jesus Christ is. Amen. So notice, of course, Adam takes on the fall, and every individual since then has been born in sin. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, that's milk. You bet it is. But if we would just see what the meat of it is, we'd find ourselves being all right. So I'm going to ask for a couple amens if you can give them to me tonight. Remember that the Holy Ghost punctuates every word of God with an amen. Amen. So notice, if we would just allow the Holy Ghost to have His will in our lives, it just wouldn't be Brother Cam saying amen. It would be you saying amen as well, because you have the same Holy Ghost that Brother Cam does, right? You have the same God that I have. We have come here as a family, and being a family, that means we must have been born into it. Amen. If you don't know you're part of the family, all you got to do is go to Him who can make you born in it. Amen. So notice here, we realize that everyone was born in sin, right? We were shapen in iniquity. Iniquity, remember, is the things that you know is sin, but you do it anyway. Hallelujah. I believe if every one of us would be, so to say, honest tonight, we would say, I have iniquity that I struggle with. Amen. Because you see, Satan has one punch on you. He has a besetting sin that he can find you. And where he finds you there, he plagues you there, right? And every time he'll move on you, you realize that it's wrong. But just yielding to the members of sin, if you haven't fed that Holy Ghost like you should, you will find yourselves giving into iniquity. Hallelujah. But we realize that there is a God that died for iniquity. Amen. Amen. Which is good, because that gives us all a really good shot. Now, doesn't it? So notice here, if we could, I want you to look at the thought of sin, realizing that in this day, there's no man free from sin, right? Romans 3:23 said, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. So that means that all of us here can say, okay, I have sinned, right? I have fallen short. Amen. And realizing that your short, good thing, the Bible says that God's arm has not waxed short. Amen. He has not fallen short of what He can do, right? So if you're willing to put Him at His word, He will fulfill His portion to you. Lift up those heads that hang low. Amen. Those feeble members of your being, just allow the presence of God to wash Himself over it, to give you strength, to build you up and place you where you need to be. Hallelujah. So notice tonight, as we're working with the law of leprosy, we find that leprosy is actually what we would call a plague that would touch the body throughout the Bible. Amen. And I want us to work with this thought just for a little bit here as we get into this. Now notice leprosy. Leprosy, according to Webster's 1828, my favorite, amen. It says, it is a foul, cutaneous disease, appearing in dry, white, thin, scurfy scabs, attended with violent itching. It sometimes covers the whole body, rarely the face. Amen. So notice, we see that leprosy is a disease, but that disease will cover you with white flakes, and it's actually known as scaly flakes that are upon your body, and it actually eats away at what you are. Amen. Now, I want us to understand this, because of course I'm running a type through this, but yet I want you to see what leprosy really is in the Bible. Amen. Because as you can see it in the Old Testament, it will find itself fulfilled in the New, right? So notice here that we see that leprosy, remember, it covers the whole body. Rarely the face, but if you get on Wikipedia, you'll see a nice one to open up the page. Amen. But notice, if you could, yeah, I didn't bring any pictures. I didn't think I'd take you that way tonight. Amen. I wanted you to be attentive and not have your mind focused on that picture, because I looked at it and I can still got it right here, right now. Amen. Now notice here, even according to Wikipedia, it says that leprosy, it causes a lot of damage to the body. And it says it makes you lose the ability to feel pain. It actually brings you to a place that you don't see the destruction, as far as you don't feel the destruction that it's doing to your body. Hallelujah. Because I want you to see that as we look at leprosy, you'll find very quickly that it types something else. Amen. Now notice here that it'll actually become so tough on an individual. Now I want you to know that leprosy is curable. But many times it afflicts the poor, because the poor do not have resources. The poor, they say it's usually somewhere along the respiratory lines that they think that it comes by, but it's kind of unknown. But yet here, this leprosy would come into a body and it would actually make the individual that has it not see or not feel what's happening to their bodies. Amen. Now, if there's anything like that that I know of, it's sin. When you fall under the sting of sin, you'll find that you're actually not seeing what's really going on. You're not really catching the destruction that you're doing to yourself. Amen. And you'll actually find yourself being afflicted many times. And the reason why you have that affliction is because of the sin you're doing. Now, let's continue here. Now, because of leprosy, people many times have lost limbs. And it doesn't often kill so much as it just plagues you. But at the end, of course, it will bring you to death. But notice here, according to Wikipedia in 2012, there's 180,000 cases. And like I said, they've been able over the last 20, 30 years to cure some 16 million, but how many more? Just think in 2012, 180,000 cases. That's quite a bit. Amen. But notice, back in the old days, when there was little medicine to do those things, what would it have done to the individual? Now, according to Wikipedia, that sort of say that evolutionist thought, as far as a thought that literally does not give any credit to the Bible, they say that leprosy really wasn't really made known of until the Gospels. As far as in the early first century, you'll find that leprosy was made known. Amen. But we realize, according to the Bible, that it actually goes a lot farther back than that. Whether Wikipedia wants to admit that or not, but they don't have the true book Revelation like we do. Amen. We realize this Bible's true. We realize that we can trust it. We realize that we can trust it so much that it will bring salvation to all who come upon it if they move by the word they are given. Amen. So I want to read you something very quickly here. In Influence 63:92, it says, "Now you say, well, what do you mean? Leprosy is a type, rather, of sin. And when a man won't stand correction by the word of God, he is full of leprosy." Notice, a spiritual leprosy as well. "Blows up and carries on. What do you do? You ruin your influence. Something happens. People knows and can tell the word that you're corrected by, that you're not going to do it. Therefore, you ruin your influence." Now notice here, if we go to John 12:39. So notice, just as you can see leprosy would afflict people in the Bible, you can actually see it's a type of sin. And we're getting to this. But notice here, I want you to see how you can tie in this leprosy in the Scripture. Now notice John 12:39. It says, "Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, 'He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts and be converted, and I should heal them. So notice here these individuals, just like leprosy, how it would numb a person, blind them to what's actually happening to them. Jesus said, or we see the scriptures saying, that literally people would sit there hearing the word of God and they would not be able to see their condition. They would be blind to it. They would not be able to hear it. It would go one ear and out the other. Hallelujah. We don't want to be that type of believer. We want to be the believer that says, if the Bible says it, I believe it. Well, what are you saying, brother? Well, brother and sister, if we do not hold this mindset, if we don't realize that the Bible is the absolute, we'll find ourselves coming under the delusion. Because look, the damage continually breaks you down until there's no hope for you. Yes, I'm going to continue. 2 Corinthians 4:3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. So notice here, we see that the God of this world, little g, amen, Satan, he blinds the mind so the people cannot see the atonement. They can't see the word of God, and therefore they perish. Amen. Now let's continue here. I want you to see that, and I'm just going to go through these real quick so I can go on to where I need to go. I don't want to keep you all night long here. But notice in 2 Chronicles 26:16, and for those who are writing it down, it also moves to the 21st verse, 2 Chronicles 26:16. We see that what? King Uzziah got out of his position. And when he got out of his position, we realize by the scriptures that the priest warned him and said, don't go and try to take the role of a priest. Because remember, he wanted to go into the holy place and what? And do the work of the altar of incense. And he didn't listen to the priest. He went in. And the scripture says that God smote him with leprosy. What? He turned from the word. And God smote him with leprosy. Leprosy. Sin. Amen. Notice continuing, we find next that we have Numbers 12:1-15. And we realize that Miriam has a big problem and Aaron has a big problem with Moses being the prophet. They said, well, doesn't God speak to us as well? And they didn't like the fact that Moses married a woman from Ethiopia. So we realize that what? God smote Miriam with leprosy. She sinned. You know what I find out interesting about this? They both sinned. But God didn't put leprosy on the priest. Sounds a lot like Sarah and Lot's wife. Amen. Amen. Both. We see these women that, remember, Sarah lied to God. And God should have smote her dead right there. You say, why, brother? Because remember, in the New Testament, when Ananias and Sapphira lied to Peter, Peter said, you didn't lie to man. You lied to the Holy Ghost. And God will require you your life right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I just got done reading one of those denominational books to my children. And they said Ananias was so shocked that he fell over dead. Because they knew. Anyway, he fell over dead. This gospel is serious. Oh, you watch, church. Watch. God will always stand for His children. God will always vindicate the right path. Amen. Because our God's not dead. He's a alive and He's able and willing that you would be preserved. Oh, hallelujah. If time would go to tell. Amen. You say God ain't preserved you. God preserved you all the time. All you got to do is start thinking about it, and you watch how many times God would come around and watch over you. Amen. You've watched times you sinned and you say, God, how didn't I blaspheme? The same thing that went on with Aaron. He was a priest. But notice, remember, notice you have a priest and a woman. Hallelujah. A woman is a type of the church. And watch, you see that what the Aaron is a type of the priesthood. Now notice, God would have required the life of Miriam. She would have been kicked out of the camp. But Aaron cried out for Miriam. And remember, Aaron cried out for Miriam to Moses, and Moses went into the tabernacle, and we see that God stayed the plague from Miriam. But remember, God told Moses, because of what she did to God's prophet, that she would have to stay out of the camp for 7 days. That's coming fresh, church. Because you can see, you have the wise virgin and the foolish virgin. The wise virgin is the type of the priesthood. That's why in Revelation 5 and 6 it says, now are we the kings and priests of God. You don't even know it. You're sitting here a priest right now, and God put you in a position. He can't even see your sin. You're supposed to be crying out for the foolish virgin. Hallelujah! God should have smote you with the concept of sin on you. But notice, after those 7 days, God could bring Miriam back into the camp. Amen! After judgment, God will bring back up the foolish virgin. They won't have the inheritance you have. Amen. But they'll have their reward. Amen. They'll be there. If we'd only cry out a little bit more for them. Sometimes we'll find that Miriam's are actually Aaron's. Oh, I'll get a couple amens. Hallelujah. Well, I guess there goes one sermon. I don't know where I'm. I guess I done preached that one already. And it started coming. All right. So notice, you have Miriam smote with leprosy. Why? Sin? Leprosy. Leprosy, a type of sin. You have Gehazi in 2 Kings 5, 25 through 27. And notice here, God in this portion, He heals Naaman, right? We preached on this before. Naaman, what? He was a Gentile. And he dipped in the river Jordan 7 times, and his flesh become as a young child. Type of the church age, amen. Right? Because in the 7th church age, after the 7th dip, the bride goes up. We're changed. From being leprous to being clean. And notice also here in this portion what we're dealing with, we have Gehazi. And remember, Gehazi, actually, Naaman says, let me give you a reward, prophet Elisha. And we see the scripture, he said, no, I don't want nothing there, I don't want that. And according to the scripture, Gehazi, who was the servant of the prophet, actually went back to Naaman behind his back and said, okay, I'll take that reward. Remember, he went against the prophet's word. And remember, he comes back, and Elisha said, he said, did not my heart go with you? And he said, because you've done what you've done, he said, now the leprosy that was on Naaman shall be transferred to you. Sin Leprosy transferred. Leprosy is a type of sin. This too much for you? It's okay? Okay. I ain't got nothing on this one. But 2 Samuel 3:28-29, we see here that Job's descendants, because of Job's sin, it was said that all of his Job's descendants would be poor, they'd be destitute, and there would be lepers among them. Amen. Now notice here, because of a sin, leprosy comes. See, leprosy and sin are always tied together. Amen. Now notice I'm going this way for a reason here, if we could, and I want you to see a few things. I'll try not to be too much longer. Let's go to Leviticus 14, if we could. We seeing that? Now, I know one thing. I don't want to have spiritual leprosy. Amen. Not at all. Now, notice here, if we could. Leviticus 14:1. Here we get to our title. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leopard in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leopard, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop." Now, notice here, we're actually getting into the old Mosaic law. And remember what's so beautiful about this. And we realize we haven't even touched the surface, even in the time I've been here as a pastor. But you realize that there are so many, everything in the Old Testament points to Christ. Amen. It's a foreshadow. It actually shows what Jesus would do. Amen. Now, I want you to understand why God did that. God did that so one day you would come along and you'd say, okay, this is just you see, the Old Testament is just kind of laws and stuff like this, and that's just the way that things are. But you see, if you have the mind of Christ, how can you do that when you look in the Old Testament and you find everything foreshadowing Christ in a bride? Amen. That's why the Scripture said that they were under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All these writers. And notice, when we read this according to Deuteronomy 24, verse 8, we find that the Scripture said that God commanded them to have this law. So God ordained this. So why did God ordain this? Because remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about sin. We're talking about sin affecting the body. Amen. Just as much as you can see an individual what coming under the institution of leprosy, you find that it can strike a church. It can strike an individual spiritually. And people can be under the influence of sin so great that they can't even see it. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says if you see a brother in sin, go to him. Because if you convert him, then you'll cover a multitude of sin. Right? Now, do you realize what that's saying? That believers will be in sin and they won't even know it. Well, you see, as we like to think, that's everybody except for me. Right? We have this attitude. Like, well, you see, I'm the only one here that's not a sinner. You notice how I'm looking around at everybody. Say, you don't come up to me at the church. Your old brother Cam was staring right at me. If I only had a mirror. I'm sure they got an app for that. I'll get on that if I can remember. But notice here, we see that we are afflicted by sin. We have been afflicted by sin, but yet we see that there's a coming out of sin for the believer. Right? Hallelujah. Romans 6, 20. It says, "For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. So notice, being under sin brings you death. Anybody planning to die and go to hell here? It's not high on the list. But most of us, if not all of us, have received a gift. And notice, it separates the gift of God from the consequences of sin. Meaning that when you come into contact with Jesus Christ, it brings righteousness to you. So you don't look like you used to look. Is there anyone here who's been converted and still looks exactly how you used to look when you were in the world? Nobody brave? Well, we know what Christianity is supposed to produce. It's a lot of times why we try to manufacture it instead of allowing the Spirit to produce its nature out of us. I don't need a stronger book of law. I need a stronger God within me. Because I'm going to ask you, church, if you have the Holy Ghost so strong on you, do you think it would be harder to sin? Oh, come on now. We ain't looking happy. Why ain't you looking happy? I got to smile at you again? Oh, there we go. But you see, what really goes on is we allow the trick of the enemy to place this sin on us. So notice, if you have the gift, you don't have sin. But I really do. You have this. But God's not looking at that anymore. That's the purpose of why we're reading what we're reading. That's the purpose of why we're going through what we're going through. Because we want you to see, church, that how free you are, you can fly. Oh, come on. We're all sitting here. Some glad morning, when this life is o'er, I'll fly away. We sit there, oh yeah. How many are flying right now? Hallelujah. Flying all over the room, aren't we? Glory. But notice here, if we could, let's jump back to where we're going, that there's actually a law of the leper, a leper, in the day of his cleansing. When you have been cleansed from sin, there's actually something that is taking place. God instituted it in the Old Testament so that you would see in type what God would be to you. Now, notice this. We read that if that leprosy was healed, there would be a special ceremony. And according to Deuteronomy 24, verse 8, God said, "Take heed that you do what I told the Levites concerning leprosy." You make sure you do that. Now, do you really realize what that's saying? God re-emphasizes it so that you can look at it, so that they would look at it, and they'd say, there's something special about this cleansing that's going on. Oh, hallelujah. Do you think that leopard had to go back into the camp and say, oh Lord, what am I doing here? I don't belong here. We're coming to something. Now notice, if we could, the Scripture says in the fourth verse, now notice, the priest shall go forth out of the camp. Now notice, remember, Jesus Christ, in Hebrews it said He has went out of the camp. Amen. Remember I preached a sermon, going out of the camp with Him. Amen. So notice that the leper still wasn't in the camp yet. But the priest had to go out. Let's continue. Fourth verse. And the priest shall, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean. So you have to have two living birds. Okay? But they have to be clean birds. Not vultures. Not blackbirds. But it had to be a clean bird. Which is what? A dove. In the Old Testament, you would sacrifice turtle doves. Remember, the dove doesn't even have to wash. It actually puts forth an oil that cleans it. Amen, church. Don't you realize, if you're flying with that dove, it will clean you. But notice it says you have to take two birds. Now remember, God ordained this. In turning in the Scripture, Matthew 3:16, says, and Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Yes, I know a lot of us this is obvious, but I want to make sure that's right through the Scripture so you can see it. Notice, so here we have the clean bird shown what it is. We see the Holy Ghost, a type of the dove, but it's just not a person. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. But notice what's going on. This bird is coming upon a flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Now notice here the Scripture said that there are two birds. Just really quickly, there's probably more in here. I didn't have time to get it all. By the grace of God, I was throwing everything around so fast. Psalms 55, verse 6. Psalmist says, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then I would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off. Yeah, you're not laughing because you don't know what I'm getting ready to read. But notice, it says, then would I fly away and be at rest. Be at rest. Look at the desire of the psalmist. Now notice here, he said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Oh, I wish I had wings like that dove. Remember, in the Old Testament, there was no cure for sin. And he's crying out, God, if I could just fly like a dove. But there come one sinless one. And when God seen the kinsman redeemer come forth perfect, He could allow the heavenly dove to come down on Him. And that dove coming down on Him showed what? It showed that God could come upon one sinless. So watch, when the dove led the lamb to Calvary, it what caused the shedding of blood, and then the dove could come in the upper room. So when the Scripture said that this is My Son whom I'm well pleased, God didn't have to look at you and say, I'm pleased with you. He could look right back to the Son. Hallelujah. Now notice here, 7th verse, said, lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Oh, hallelujah. Look at his desire. If I could just be free, I'd fly away just like that dove. I'd be just as free as the dove was. Oh, hallelujah. We got the Holy Ghost. Come on. We look at the book of Acts and you see Paul. He said, oh, I despaired the thought of life. We make that our theme scripture. I despaired the thought of life. I'm identifying with the Word. Wait. What about joy unspeakable and full of glory? Well, sorrow lasts for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So notice here, we see two birds. And we find out that they're clean birds. Doves. So now, according to the Scripture, it said he shall be brought, let's read this. It says they should be alive and clean, and cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. So now you had to bring two birds around. But with these birds, you had to have hyssop, scarlet, and cedarwood. And for the tradition, we realize they would take that cedar. Do you realize that cedar is redwood? But inside it's white. And you take the cedar and you put on the hyssop. Hyssop was, remember, a common weed. Amen. In Exodus 14, I believe it's 12, we realize that the Scripture, when the token would come on, we see that the Scripture said that you'd have to apply it with hyssop. So all you would need is a common weed to apply the blood. But this type is beautiful. Because you can see that here we have two birds. And now he says, oh, and by the way, don't forget to bring the scarlet. Do you realize that scarlet is actually wool dyed scarlet? It's white scarlet. I'm not making this up. It's just the Word of God. It's perfect. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you just don't get it, you know. So notice, you had to bring these three things along. And notice the Scripture would say, remember what hyssop is. Hyssop, remember, hyssop was a common weed. So all you'd have to do is have a common faith. All you need is a common faith to apply the blood. Now notice the Scripture as we continue. I got to quit pretty soon here, and maybe I'll continue later. It says, and the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed. One bird. Remember, this is the cleansing of sin. Amen. One bird would have to be killed. Amen. Two? One. Wonder. Amen. It says, one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you love the Word of God? An earthen vessel, like dust pulled up from the ground. That's what an earthen vessel was. It was made, but it's made a vessel to hold something. But it was brought up from the dust and made of the clay. Amen. Brother, what in the world? 2 Corinthians 4:7. It says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels." We have it in earthen vessels? What treasure? What earthen vessels? You are the earthen vessels. So what? You are the type of an earthen vessel, but this earthen vessel isn't you. It's Him. You didn't have to die. Only the bird that died had to be in the earthen vessel. The other one would be set free from the earthen vessel. Now, oh, you Pentecostal. Oh, hallelujah. We just let the Holy Ghost have His way. Can you see how free you are? God had ordained it in the Old Testament. So you would be able to look back and say, look, type after type, look how free the blood of Jesus Christ has made me. And now the Scripture says we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. So notice, He was put, but the dove had to be put in the earthen vessel and killed. Just like God had to come in flesh and die for you. But notice the transfer. You see, the God that died in the earthen vessel. Now we see the Scripture say you have the treasure in the earthen vessel. So He died and went up there and sent you a Holy Ghost so the treasure of that earthen vessel could be in you. What? Did you just swallow some gold coins? He is that treasure. Something in my heart like a stream running down. There's something, I'm skipping, more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Amen. Right, good. Yes, hallelujah. You got to kill this bird in an earthen vessel, huh? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God. The treasure is put in you so that the excellency should be of God. Meaning what? That God isn't even looking at you. You have a mediator. Let's continue. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I'm not very excellent. Oh, I know, hallelujah, me neither. But that's why God did something excellent so He could put a treasure inside of you. So that when God would look at you, He would see Jesus Christ and say, I see the blood, I'll pass over you. What? Making the way so you would not have to be under the bondage of sin, of leprosy, but you would be cleansed. Lamentations 4:2. I'm going to try to hurry up again. Yeah, how am I doing? Am I doing pretty good at the hurry up stage? I didn't think so. I'll tell you what, if you're in heavenly places, you don't even know what time it is. Oh, hallelujah. You're so drunk in the Spirit, you won't even know where you've been for the last 5 hours. Yeah? Oh, no, it still happens. Lamentations 4:2. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold. Oh, hallelujah. How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers? The work of the hands of the potter. For time's sake, I'm not going to go into the type of Jeremiah 32 where it talks about the purchase of the land. Amen? And now God would what? He would put that book in an earthen vessel. That's why Jesus Christ was called the Word. Amen. Besides the fact He was the Logos, same thing. Amen. So now notice here, let's try to hurry up. It says, He should be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. Amen. Remember Jesus Christ said? He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yeah, it's the title of the church. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Amen. So he come and live the word.
Amen. Right.
So he could become the word to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's continue. Try to stop pretty quick here. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. So we take the other bird, and we dip it in the blood and the water of the other bird. Why does the Scripture say, out of your belly shall flow waters or rivers of living water? He said it would come to you. So now we dip the other bird in there. So he's what? He's being covered by the sacrifice of the other bird. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 4:6, it says, even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Cover! You've been dipped in the blood and God can't even see your iniquity. You said, I can see it. But you're seeing it, but God isn't. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I'm such a sinner. I guess what you need is a fresh dip in the blood. Maybe you got leprosy again. You better get dipped again. Because for some reason, you're seeing you're a leper. I thought that was the whole purpose of the ceremony of the two birds. To show that you've come under the sacrifice of the other bird. And the other bird has made you just like him. You think I'm joking around when I tell you when God said you're the righteousness of God? That ain't no joke. It's the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. I better find where I'm at. I'm about ready to lose myself here. Been a while. About ready to run around this thing. That Word of God's good, isn't it? Notice, it says, you dip him in the blood of the other bird. Now notice, and he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times. Glory! 7 church ages. The blood from that sacrifice, you'd sprinkle it on the cleansed leper. And it had to be done 7 times, showing that every church age, yes, I know you're in Laodicea, but you've been sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no sin that you're bound under because you've been freed by the blood of the Lamb. sermons and they're in there so it can point to those seven church ages. Oh, hallelujah. I'm in Laodicea and he sprinkled me with the blood. God, I feel like Peter. Peter says, God, don't you wash my feet? He said, if you don't wash, you won't have no part in my kingdom. Peter said, wash not my feet only, but my hands, my body. You wash all me, God. Amen. That's the kind of blood I want. I want a blood that covers me. Amen. I want a blood that frees me from the tip of my head to the soles of my feet. I want a blood that takes away that sin. Amen. But I don't have to just want it. I can receive it. I can accept it. And that blood, it washes all the sin away. You're wondering where you're seated at, church. You are the sinless virgin bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Paul said that I would present you unto Jesus Christ without spot or wrinkle. Paul said, if I could only do that, I don't get it. He knew what he was doing. He knew that there was a blood that was great enough to wash all that sin away. You say, oh, I haven't been serving you very good lately, God. Just get a dip. Get away from that leprosy. All you got to do is call on the high priest. Say, come outside of camp. You come outside of camp. Oh, I don't need to go through the book of Hebrews and show you what a high priest is, do I? Notice. He shall sprinkle him, that is to be cleansed from leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean. The priest pronounces the leper clean, meaning leper no more. The high priest went and what? He wasn't just a high priest, Jesus Christ. He was the sacrifice as well. And when he went in and offered the sacrifice, he pronounced you clean. So notice here, and shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose in the open field. So that living bird, that little living bird covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, all it has to do is just allow itself to fly away. Oh, hallelujah. That psalmist, he couldn't fly away because he was still bound by that spiritual leprosy. But one day there would come a bird who would die for the other one. And he, by that blood, that shedding of the blood, would set the other bird free. Oh, if I could only fly far away. You can fly far away. You can fly so away into the presence of God that you would know how free you are. Oh, God, I want to go there. Brother Cam, what can you do for me? All I can do is take you outside the camp. I'll point you. So freedom was what? Freedom was for those who wanted to go free. Remember, John 8:34, John answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin and the servant is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, You're free. Indeed. We read the scripture, there they are blind. These Pharisees and Sadducees, these people can't even see it. And here he is saying, you want to go free? The Son shall make you free. And the whole time, they were the ones that were going to kill that bird. Them Pharisees and Sadducees, killing the bird. Remember, when Jesus come, He come to set the lepers free.
Amen.
I won't go through all that right now. But notice, as we close, the Scripture says, back in Leviticus 14, said, but it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off of his head and his beard and his eyebrows. I skipped the really good part. Let's go back. I skipped the 8th verse, sorry. It says, and he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, wash himself in the water that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. So, 7 days he could come in the camp. He had to go and show himself forth for 7 days. Isn't that the believer? Last 7 church ages. Showing himself clean by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of this bird. Amen. Finishing off. We'll stop right there. That's good. But notice on the seventh day, it shall be on the seventh day. Notice, seventh day, and he shall shave all his hair off his head, his beard and his eyebrows. Even all his hair he will shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also, he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. So literally, stripped down from everything. Every hair off of his body. I know what we got in modern day, but just like a child coming out of the womb. Remember, what happened to Naaman? His skin was turned just like a baby's. Body change. Here, now notice, everything is stripped off of his body. And he's washed completely clean on the seventh day. Let's stand. Let's stand. I love the Word of God. But church, why do we wonder if we're free? Why do we wonder if God's really going to do what He says He can do? When you can look at every shadow and type in the Scripture and see how perfect His work was. You say, well, I kind of feel like a sinner right now. Take a dip. It's time to dip in that blood. It's time to get cleansed. Say, God, I'm seeing some leprosy on myself again. God, I want to be cleansed from that leprosy. God, free me, God, so completely. As we close Psalms 51:5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. Sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Putting that blood on you makes you whiter than snow. The righteousness of God sitting right here. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. As musicians play, we realize that church, how simple the Word of God is and how marvelous it is. That here we are, and a lot of times we throw ourselves right into the pit of hell. Say, God, I'm not worthy. God, I'm not living up to it. We realize, shall we sin that grace abound? God forbid. But we know what we really need is we need a fresh dip in the blood of Jesus Christ. Every time you see that leprosy coming upon you, you say, God, I'm a sinner. There's a bird that was slain to show that that leper was cleansed. In church, all you got to do is go to right where that bird's at. Take yourself right out there and say, God, there's a washing of the water of word I accept. God, there's a bird that was killed for me, God, that I might fly free, that I might be able to accept the promises of God. Everything in Him is yea. I believe that. And I want to see God do it. Oh, church, why do we fight with sin? When it's as easy just to see that sin and say, God, I need a different blood again. It's real. It's grace. It's amazing grace. But church, we have to see it. A lot of times we're looking. We see the leprosy has so numbed us that we're sitting here, all the pain that we're living with. We know there's pain there because we can see it. But sin, we just fall under the victim under this. And we don't catch what it's really doing to us as far as destroying our lives. But if we could just say, God, open my heart up tonight. Open my desire up, God. I want a fresh walk with you, God. I want to be washed by that water of the Word. There's a God that There's a God that can draw you closer than you've ever been tonight. There's a God that can baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. If you see He can do that. He said, if the Son has made you free, you're free indeed. The Son is here tonight. As we all stand with our heads bowed, we'll say a word of prayer. If you have need of God, you can talk to God as we pray. You say, God, I heard that message, God. Lord, I heard that word, Lord. And Lord, I believe it. God, I believe that there's a God. Lord, if I could just get a little hiss of God, a little faith, and put it right behind that sacrifice, God, and dip in that blood, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, how awesome You are, Lord. How perfect Your word is, Lord. And tonight, as we sit under this word, God, we realize, God, that it wasn't a man that put this together, God. It was a God, the God that wrote this book, Lord. And God, I pray tonight, Lord, as here maybe we've been a touch, oh God, moving in the direction of freedom, God. I just ask, God, Lord, even as You see me, God, I don't live up to it, God. But thank God, there's someone who did. And Lord, You ordained that I could go to You, Lord. And Lord, I could be free again, Lord. I wouldn't have to accept this leprosy sin, Lord, that would condemn me, Lord. But God, I could sit here, be free in the righteousness of God, Lord, and walk in the joy of my salvation, Lord. We accept it tonight, Lord. And I pray, oh God, Lord, as we're standing here even now, Lord, if there just be one, Lord, maybe not even reaching their hand out, God, but Lord, if they defy gravity and say, God, I want to be free as that blood can make me. I want to stand just as righteous as the Son of God Himself, Lord. And God, I don't have to try to work it up, God, because You did it for me. God. God, I accept that, Lord. Forgive me of all my unrighteousness, God. The things I've allowed, this iniquity, Lord, wash it afresh as, God, I fell under a condemnation of leprosy, God. Oh, God, how we backslide every day, God. How we fall short of the glory of God. But, Lord, there's a God who can wash us. Just like Paul said, I die daily, God. I die, Lord, even now. Forgive me of my sins, God. The things I've allowed, Lord. Lord, I pray you'd wash me fresh in the dip of that blood, Lord. May God bring a revelation how free we are, Lord. I pray, Lord, let it operate for the glory in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll overcome.
Restore.
Let me at thy throne.